Kyle.
The things my freaking mouth get me into. What the hell was I thinking? All right, so here comes the fun part. Growing up, I was about 13. Huh? Sorry. My name is Kyle. I'm an alcoholic addict.
Hey, Kyle.
So growing up, like I was saying before I got ruined. Come see me across the parking lot after. No, I'm joking. Growing up, 13 years old, I was abused. Parents really didn't give a shit about me. Excuse my language. My parents really didn't give a crap about me. All I remember is my mom wanted a girl instead of a boy. My dad was too much of a dope head, into alcohol. Like, the only way to put me asleep was a bottle of rum. I bit on my gums, and it was just like, that was it. All I remember waking up to was a 45 pressed to my head. And said, Kyle, you're nothing but a mistake. Get ready, bye. You say bye. So, I don't know, it's so weird that I'm still here today, I guess. I mean, like, I'm a blessing because, like, maybe I can change different people, you know, the sponsor people. I'm in training right now, just be a sponsor. And basically, I'm working the steps. I'm 9, 10, 11 right now, and I'm killing it. And I'm just, like, scared as hell right now because of it. And so anyways, growing up I was addicted to alcohol, weed. Later on I was introduced to synthetic marijuana. Growing up, like, with all my supposedly called friends, high school, middle school, elementary, let's go to school, get drunk. All right, cool. What could happen? We all think that. So I skip on to get a little bit ahead of everything because I only got 15 minutes. So about 17, 16, I ended up skipping school. Ended up getting too many fights. I ended up stealing like four locos, two bottles of rum, and two bottles of Jack. Why, I really don't know. Yeah, what? Okay, that was for me. I can't really tell a lie. But it was also for a few other people because it was a house party after that. So, right on the way walking to one of my homeboys' house, I have a book bag on. I'm the only one within the three people that has a book bag on. Guess who rolls behind me? 5-0. Sir, you have you on camera. Shit. Doing what? Damn, that was a stupid question. So they let me off with a warning. That still didn't stop me. Went to the next store. Went down the beer aisle. Put it in my cargo shorts. Wore three pairs of shorts that day. Like four different jackets. Still didn't work. It looked like I was freaking 300 pounds. I was only a buck something. So it wasn't good. Guess who pulled up behind me again?
5-0.
Yeah, good job. How'd you know? So my record starts from breaking in, stealing, petty theft, grand theft auto, bunch of stupid things, and It's just the way I was brought up. I never thought I would be able to change, be sober. I hid behind alcohol and drugs for about 26 years now. And this is the first birthday I ever get to be sober. My 26th birthday on March 8th. And it's amazing because I'm sorry I keep jumping around back and forth with certain things, but I'm trying not to go with, I know it's part of the thing about going through the painful part, but it's just, I don't think I'm ready for that part yet, but I was just told by my sponsor today to tell the truth, to be all right. You can't fuck up on it and mess up on the truth. All right, cool. So, I was introduced to marijuana and alcohol about 17. I ended up doing close to a year and a day in Mountain Lakes County Jail. Ended up doing 8 months, 4 months, and 2 weeks because I got caught and arrested for possession of intent to sell and possession of marijuana and some other stuff. So I went to school after I got out of jail, which was 18 years old. Got out, went to my mom's, fired up a blunt, and drank a bottle of Jack. That's not a good idea. Because you end up doing something stupid that you regret. So my mom looks at me first thing in the morning and says, "Kyle Steven Shaw." Oh, crap, I did it again. She's like, I'm like, what? I didn't do it. Yeah, okay, yeah. Where's the $30 I'm missing? Shit. All right. Well, about that, I had to catch the bus. Will that work? No? Okay. I did something stupid with it, Mom. Sorry. So it didn't really work. No, no. Lying to your parents, when you're already way over the limit. No, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea what you... No, not at all. So, anyways, once it hit 2009, the drugs actually got worse. This alcohol started slowing down. Once it hit 2009, I went up to the Super AM in Largo and ended up getting 4 bags of synthetic marijuana. Back then, it wasn't really harmful. And then I ended up addicted to that to a point where I was screwing up my life. I would go in and out of group homes, ALFs, rehabs, institutionalized, you name it, I went through it, in and out. I had my place about 3-4 times, my own apartment, a house, whatever, about 3-4 times. Ended up screwing up, went back to a group home. Ended up screwing there, went back to the streets. From the streets, went back to my own place. From my own place, went back to a group home. And the thing just kept getting worse. It just kept getting worse. About 2 years, I'm just speeding up, I'm sorry. About 2 years from last this Christmas, 2 years of messing up the last 2 years of messing up my life, I ended up doing the last 15 days. And my mom seen me. I had a joint in one hand and a bottle of tequila. No, I don't know what the tequila. Okay, I lied on that one too. No, the tequila is one of my worst enemies. Like, I would just fight for no reason. Fight. I will go to Clearwater Beach, pop it open there, 4 shots there. All right, 17 shots. I was done. That was it for me. I would end up in fights. I would, like, break people's, like, not intentionally break people's jaws, but, like, I would do some wicked things. And I know my head's all over the place. I'm extremely nervous as hell and scared as all shit. And I'm so sorry. So, I was Baker acted at Winmore, and I did about 17, maybe 18 days. As soon as I got discharged, I relapsed. I'm not ready to yet. Went back in 3 months later. 14 days after that, I relapsed. Again, 2 weeks later, I went back in. Exactly 2 weeks later after that, my insurance said, screw it, I'm not helping them no more. So they kicked me out of Woodmore and relapsed because it was my fault. I thought it was my fault, which it was. My great aunt, she thank her soul, she just was there by my side. She raised me up to be in school, but I dropped out at 16 because like 20 something, because I was going to behavior school. I kept getting in fights. I'm just tired of it, so I dropped out. Never got a education. I can't read very well, can't do math at all, and but I try. I keep trying, and what we can do is, all we can do is try. You know, my mom, I call my great aunt my mom's. She comes up to in my house. I have, like I said, I had a bottle and a joint in my hand. She looked at me and said, Kyle, you're going to die if you don't change your ways. I said, why? What you mean? Look what's in your hand. That time it didn't hit me. Okay, cool. Thank God. So speed up to my sobriety. I did 15 days in county jail in Pinellas Park. Ended up then being on my last go around with it. Thank God. Ended up getting in the group home, which really cares for me. I ended up cussing them out sometimes every day. And all you gotta do is ask Dave the Niggas. Yeah. He's sitting right behind that guy. So it's an awesome group home. It's one of the last group homes that will help you work in society and make an actual paycheck, $8 an hour or whatever. They don't give a shit, it's money. But they teach you how to spend it. They budget grocery train riches, and it's called Human Development Center out of Sefner, Florida. And that's where I come from today. And if it wasn't for HDC today, I would not be alive after 159 days of sobriety. So with that being said, thank you, my friends and family, for letting me speak tonight.